Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy and Beast. We're taking it up until 10 o'clock.
This place makes my head hurt.
Hey, Dolphins preseason is underway, and 7 Tech is going to have daily Finns camp reports with the latest news and information.
Not to be confused with Stock Up and Stock Down.
Right. These reports are brought to you by Lexus of Pembroke Pines. Always an amazing deal. David Avaya is going to join us in about 25 minutes. We're going to talk to him about his piece on the real Tarzan, who got arrested last week and is still in jail. I think he has a bond hearing tomorrow. They're going to try and get him finally out. But a lot of stuff's kind of been dug up, and a lot of people are mad at him. We had him in studio, I want to say, like 18 months ago.
Yeah, yep. I mean, it was just before he blew up huge.
Yeah, he's got like 5.8 million followers now. Like, Will Smith has shouted him out on his own. He's done like stuff with Will Smith. He's done stuff with Diddy. Dan Blazarian, who's that dude who's on Instagram all the place, he's built him like turtle nests. But yeah, now he's sitting in a jail. A lot of people are pissed. Ron McGill ripped the hell out of him for saying that he exploited animals for Instagram follows. So it's pretty crazy, and it seems like it's not only this, but he was dealing with some animal cruelty stuff for sending iguanas. Remember, we would follow him for getting the freezing iguanas, and he was just mailing them out willy-nilly in the mail, and he had like a bunch of misdemeanors that are racked up from that, and he apparently was getting in some – I didn't know this. There's apparently a Florida wildlife rehab program. And he was allowed in, but now that he's arrested, he's out. So now he could be more trouble for sending the iguanas too. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. I'm fascinated by it. So we'll get to that. But this irks me. All right, Ohio State bums. Right? Can we all agree?
Yes.
I think there's something we can all agree.
1,000%. Yes.
Yeah. We argue a lot on this show, but as we stand together on this, Ohio State bums.
Yep.
They're trying to trademark the?
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, well, here. You need to know why. Okay? If they trademark the, that means they can put it on shirts and hats and stuff like that, and nobody else will be able to do it. If not, that means everybody can make the Ohio State hats.
Yeah, but aren't there some words that are sacred?
It's not, but it's.
It's not like
Riley. They're not. Look, they're not. They're not. It's not the word. It's kind of like the phrase the. So
the Canes can't put the U.
And not make a hat out of it. No.
That's ridiculous.
Wait, no, but there is hats and shirts that say the U.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
it says the U. They're just talking about the.
What? Like, they're spelled the same.
Same thing.
It has to do with merchandising.
I understand that.
Right.
But why should they get claimed to
and
the
it's
word
not
the?
Just that phrase.
Ridiculous.
The.
Get out of here.
And by the way, it's one of the most stupidest uses of the ever. There's only one Ohio State University. There's not four or five Ohio State universities.
It's just full of dum-dums.
If anything, like there's Miami down in Corrigan. There's Miami of Ohio. So
there's multiple U's. You need to have a V to separate the rest
of
the U's.
Not only that,
there's multiple U of M's.
Not only that, you have those jokers in Utah who like to throw up that bum ass U. So then you got to establish that.
There's the Utah State people that have the U on. Yeah,
yeah, they do like the stupid little.
Yeah, they keep the rest of the fingers down.
Stupid U.
That's stupid.
The stupid U.
They think they're
not the whole
U.
Yeah.
I mean, get out of here.
Get out of here. You have like one good year.
Utah, marrying a bunch of wives.
Wait, you had one good year too at the same time.
No, knock it off, man.
Stop it with your pet.
It's true.
Stop.
It's true. Look.
Stop.
It's not.
Nope.
You just had one good year, like ever. I mean,
I'm gonna bail you out right now. Okay.
They got Whittingham as a coach.
What do we think of this? Todd Gurley, Chris. Todd Gurley.
Mm-hmm.
Cat guy. Proud cat guy.
Yeah, -1.
Franchise running back. Cat guy.
I don't like it.
I don't like
minus
it either.
One.
I gotta tell you right now, if I found out today,
if I see a big old tough dude walking around petting on a cat, right?
You got some issues.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If I found out today Josh Rosen was a cat guy,
out.
He seems like he'd be a cat guy. I feel like he's a smart guy. Like, I feel like I just see him eating some sushi.
Yeah, he probably
is sharing it with the cat.
Now he's not. But what if you found out that UD was a cat guy?
He's not. He's like a dog breeder.
No. Not the question.
That wasn't the question.
Not the question.
If I found out Udonis Haslam was a cat guy,
yeah.
Can I watch your cat? What can I do for? What can I do for?
You don't have to do anything for a cat. That's why it's a terrible pet.
Yeah, the cats suck.
You can leave. Look, you can leave a kitty litter box and a little machine that turns a little crumpets of food for a week, and you could go on vacation.
Well, this is the thing.
That's not an animal. That's not a pet.
We have a cat in my house, and my daughter.
So you're a cat guy.
I'm not a cat guy.
Oh, well, you got one in your house.
We don't associate. We don't associate.
The dogs don't try to eat the cat?
I don't have a dog. I'm waiting until once my son is fully potty trained, ready to roll, then we go dog. Once I'm done with the
human. You have a cat.
Yeah, we have a cat.
Your pet's a cat.
But here's the thing.
Inside cat or outside cat?
I'm not a cat.
Inside cat?
Outside cat. He's an outside cat.
Everybody has a cat.
He comes in to eat, though.
Everybody has a cat.
Wait, he comes in.
But here's the thing. This cat sucks. Because, like, my daughter's like, I want to get a cat. I'm like, you have a cat. She goes, yeah, but he's mean. I'm like, what do you think? You're going to get the only nice cat?
There's no nice cat.
They're not nice. They're not nice animals.
Wait, why is she saying a cat?
By the way, someone
never met a mean cat.
Whoever's getting an email, shut your volume off.
He's just got an attitude. I don't know, man. But yeah, like Todd Gurley having a cat.
Yeah, that's yeah, man.
Already got the knee issues.
Yep.
I don't know, man. Maybe if you were like an offensive lineman, I'll let it slide.
Because
you could have something to cuddle. Like if Incognito had a cat, it keeps him calm.
No, I think the only position where you're allowed to have a cat is like a punter or a kicker.
Like Fields?
Yeah.
Or like, not Fields.
Ask Monroe when he comes in if he has a cat.
Oh, he seems like he can have a cat. Kickers have cats.
Let's get to headlines.
Serious.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, Radio.com sports
station.
Like, I'd
be shocked if, like, Shaq was a cat guy.
Somebody says Robin Lopez, cat guy, has its own Instagram.
Oh, no, that is true. Yeah.
I can see that.
He's a weirdo. There's some odd NBA players, though. And then you also have to factor in the wife factor. Because a lot of these guys will you know, get with women that already have cats, and, you know, what are they going to do?
Well, that's what happened with me. My wife just comes home and brings a cat one day.
Well, that's
from
stupid.
Where?
I don't know.
You don't know where the cat came from.
I know where it came from. It came from my in-laws. They had a real slut cat, and this cat was getting knocked up. So I had all these kittens end up with a cat. And we had the runt cat, too.
It's like Collie the Lion.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it was ousted by the rest of the cats.
And then you looked at your beautiful wife. Looked at that cat.
No, I said, that's not my cat. That's your cat.
Does the cat have a name?
Yeah, Senor Gato.
Point for Kobe.
Does he eat churros? Because, of course. I can't. Senor Gato.
Like, wait, did you name the cat?
Of course.
Then it's your cat.
It's
an awesome name.
You said, if we keep it a cat, I get to name him.
Right.
Did your wife call him that?
Yeah.
The kids?
Of course.
Wait. Even little Tommy?
No, he just says cat.
Cat.
Oh, God. All right, so the Marlins lost yesterday, 9-1.
What a transition.
Oh, man. Derek Jeter, cat guy?
No.
Ooh.
He's not an animal guy. He likes to get up and go, do what he needs to do.
A-Rod, cat guy.
Yes. Yes.
Because of J-Lo?
If it's in fashion.
And one of
if
those.
If it's acceptable.
One of those Sphinx cats. I feel like
A-Rod's, I feel like A-Rod's more like a teacup Yorkie.
No.
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, 67974. What's the new sponsor for the text line? What?
I'm laughing at the text, man.
I know, but
they're on one today. Here's what we got. Yeah, the texts are brought to us by, they're driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. All this month, new Toyotas are on clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models.
On the text line, athlete most likely to have a cat. Feel free. 67974.
Well, we know. I mean, we know it's on a s'mores.
Hey. Well, yeah.
S'mores.
McBob.
100%. With that hair. Draped down, cat probably uses its claws.
He has the cat to his hair.
Yeah,
560 Senior Gato would be a better name.
Point for Texter.
The Fisher playing again. Pride game says Robbie get a whiff on the hill. 310.
That's right. Little matinee action.
Yep.
Little matinee action. I'm down with that.
Tomorrow, it is the Miami Dolphins against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Preseason game numero dos.
You know who's definitely not a cat guy? Caleb Whiff.
Caleb. Oh
no, no way. No way.
No way. No way.
Wait.
No.
He's barely a people person.
No. He's the yeah. cat guy? Mm-mm.
It's a duck guy.
Devontae Parker a little bit nicked up.
Surprising.
That's surprising.
Surprising.
Dude.
As surprising as Andrew Luck getting
by the way,
up.
By the way.
He's
same,
been.
Hey, by the way, same day, Preston Williams still balling out. Just going out there, making plays. It's like, you know, please tell me more about Devontae Parker. Like, this guy's been a Dolphin for 3 seconds. I'm more excited to watch him play than Devontae.
He hasn't played in the game yet.
Don't care.
Someone says Jay Cutler would have a
Did
cat.
You see that preseason game?
Yeah, no, I know.
It's amazing.
I know. You know who used to do that every year? Keenan McCardle.
Oh, I love him. Sweet nothings.
The texts are just amazing right now.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Does Senior Gato have an Antonio Banderas accent? I don't know.
Puss in
if
boots?
The cat talks, I'll let you know.
never mind. Ooh. Chris Forrester, cat guy.
Well, he just hugs the cat and just snort a whole lot.
I think there's a different meaning there. I don't really know.
Pat Riley for sure has a single cat or a tiger.
Yeah, what animal? Does Pat Riley have a pet, do you think?
No.
Nah.
Hey, he's got a pet orca.
If he's got anything. If Pat Riley has anything, I feel like he has an aquarium, like with a bunch of sharks. And he throws it. He watches the chum get eaten.
Oh, somebody said, every soccer player in the world. Oh, I get what you did. Andres Galarraga, the big cat.
You know who I think has a cat? Andy Ellisberg. I think a calm.
He's a little personal cat calculator to go with him.
I think it calms him. Yeah, he puts a little visor on the cat.
The cat has a visor?
Oh, so he dresses the cat up. Wait, no. No, let me tell you.
He's the cat cap.
If you
He's
a
the cat cat.
If you... If you a cat guy or animal guy, and then you dress your animal up, oh.
That's done?
Oh.
Minus one?
Oh, minus one.
One time when we had our first dog, the first year we had a dog, we dressed our dog, may rest in peace, Ziggy, up as Darth Vader for Halloween. And then
I'm sure he loved that. I'm sure that poor little dog loved being dressed like Darth Vader.
We like went to take a picture, and he looked so miserable. We're like, we're never doing this again.
Right.
Yeah, so ever since then, our dogs, yeah, no.
Somebody
no
said wardrobe. Pat Riley owns a Black Panther and a Liger. Tony Parker, cat guy.
100%.
Gronk, cat guy.
No. And that's the obvious.
What are you talking about?
Odell Beckham, cat person.
Chris Quinn.
No, Gronk definitely has, like, he has, like, a
Chris
bulldog that lets his boys hang. And he thinks it's hilarious.
Chris Quinn. Does he have be a cat guy?
Chris Quinn looks like a cat.
I know.
He literally is a cat guy.
Sphinx.
He's cat. He's Chris Quinn.
Kenny Stills, Catman.
How about your boy Adam Gase?
Riley has.
I can't imagine Adam Gase liking anything that is living. Like, did you hear the story about his child giving birth because he had to make a meeting with Peyton?
Yeah,
Manning?
I gotta go.
Like people like found that amusing. I was like, I feel sad for him. Like, you wouldn't enjoy the birth of your child because.
All right, turn around and look at dude's hair.
You have
doesn't it look like they filled in like the corner?
Oh, you're talking about Nick
with,
Wright?
Like, some spray.
He looks like he has. He looks like he has a mask on.
I don't understand it, man.
Like, with hair and everything. Like, he just leaves and just
right
takes...
there, that's the angle. You gotta, you're just missing it.
He looks like he literally just takes off his mask and with his hair on it, puts it on the thing, and go home.
Oh, Texter writes in, 76ers, all cat guys, 100%. Especially Joel Embiid, who gets his tears wiped away like a baby.
David Sampson, cat guy? It's okay, Joel.
Smoke him this year. Sorry, Jay Rich.
There's something, like the texters have pointed out something. There's something about a cat person versus a hairless cat person. Like, you have to be a special
breed.
Like
Dr. Evil?
Yeah. Like, you have to be a special breed to have the hairless cat.
Those cats look malnutrition.
Somebody says Gase has a ferret.
I mean,
all right, we'll talk about this story with David Ovalle on The Real Tarzan getting arrested and seemingly has a lot of people coming after him now. And this dude was like on the this guy was, you know, the biggest animal thing on Instagram. And, you know, not surprising. Anymore. South Florida story to the fullest. If you're going to talk about things in Miami that are going to happen, you know, exotic animal Instagram star who got caught mailing too many animals in the mail. That's Miami. That's about right. We'll get to that next. You're a gem, Robbie.
Really, Robbie?
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Want to let you guys know that the Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford is back on Fort Lauderdale Beach on November 23rd and 24th. Stay tuned to the ticket for all the info, including our big lineup release on Monday at 8 a.m. Riptide, powered by Ford, November 23rd and 24th. It's brought to you by AM790 and FM 104.3 HD2. The ticket. All right, we're going to go out to the Ryan Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. They will find David Ovalle from the Miami Herald, always in the element of reporting on crazy-ass Miami stories. And so I saw the news on Saturday. It was at Cheesecake Factory. Scrolling through Twitter, TMZ breaks the story. Real Tarzan got arrested. And I was like, whoa. I remember having him in studio like a year ago or a little over a year ago. Seemed like a cool dude. We liked talking about the iguana videos. Dude was blowing up on Instagram, had like he's like 6 million followers now on Instagram. I was like, what the hell happened here? The first guy I reached out to was David because I figure this is his wheelhouse. Immediately, he's got to know what the hell went down with Tarzan. So, David, you finally got the lowdown yesterday. What blew you away with this story?
Well, hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. First of all, I had no idea who he was because I'm not like, you know, hip and into social media influencers. But when I started researching this guy, I'm like, wow, he really was blowing up, right? I mean, he had almost 6 million Instagram followers. One of his lawyers told me actually that Netflix had been working with him to do a show or at least working on inking a deal for a show.
Wow.
The guy had just like blown up like overnight, which is kind of like the thing with social media influencers, right? I mean, they kind of just take off.
Right.
And in fact, that iguana stuff that you guys interviewed him about, and he was also on Channel 7 for, actually kind of like helped propel him to fame because he had this like, you know, he was like rescuing these frozen iguanas and finding new homes for them. Well, it turns out he actually quietly, and no one noticed this, that he got arrested for basically selling those iguanas and like putting them in the mail and sending them to other people's homes. So, you know, you're not supposed to do that. You have to have a license. And so there's all kinds of like kind of weird things like that as he's kind of blown up that kind of went under the radar. It turns out, so he's like kind of like the bane of wildlife conservation types, you know, like Ron McGill and Jane Goodall, you know, these people who are sort of like said, hey, this guy is like doing stuff with these animals just for the likes and for Instagram and for the followers and not actually the best welfare of the animals.
So he's been, the animal came, like I saw Ron McGill went at him. I couldn't believe like what I was reading from your article from Ron McGill, like he went hard in the paint at him. Like he finds what he does disgraceful. And I don't know, like is it because
everybody wants to kill iguanas?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing because like it feels like our state hates the iguanas, but I guess you can only get rid of them in a certain way. And also, if you're just going to collect them, I guess you can't sell them. It's such a weird thing that would only happen down here. It feels like.
Yeah, I think Florida Fish and Wildlife kind of like had it in for him. You know, I guess what happened was they called him. Well, what happened is so all that media coverage back then. Florida Fish and Wildlife got complaints after those stories ran. So they reached out to him and they were like, dude, you can't be selling without a wildlife license. Like you need to have the right license from us. And he was like, yeah, yeah, okay, okay, okay. So, like, I think what kind of made him mad is that, like, 2 days later, he sold, like, a snake or something to some lady in Tennessee. So they were like, we just talked to you. So then they were like, screw it. They filed a bunch of misdemeanor charges against him. And then what happened was he was on, like, a thing for first-time offenders, right? So it's like, you know, you watch a video, you take, do some donations, community service, you know, that kind of stuff. But then he just blew it off and went to Australia to, you know, take pictures with koalas and stuff. And so then he got bounced out of the program. He gets a lawyer. They finally put him back in the program. And then, of course, now he picks up this latest arrest, which has to do with him getting into a fight with another social media Instagram.
Okay, yeah, so this is the thing that was crazy. So, like, I was telling these guys, like, I fell down the wormhole on this thing on Saturday. Like, I'm, like, going over Instagram, like, who is this dude, Jason? And, like, I type in, like, somebody that he follows, and I found, like, an Instagram follower. And he's like, this is a Python guy. I was like, of course. Like, the Tarzan is fighting a Python wrangler. This makes all the sense in the world. What the hell happened? Like, what are the reports saying went down? Why is there animal handler beef?
Dude, so there's, like, this whole world of, like we know Ron McGill and Zoo Miami and, you know, that kind of stuff. But there's this whole world of, like, private for-profit zoos that they kind of exist in this weird netherworld, and like, people hire them to go, like, bring cats and stuff to birthday parties and corporate events. And, and you know, so there's this one guy who owns a safari in South Carolina, and he's, like, super controversial, and he owns this property where this guy is living. And they all kind of work together. And so there was, like, some lion cubs or something that they were going to transport up to this zoo in South Carolina where real Tarzan was living. And so this guy, Jason Leon, they used to be boys. I don't know what happened. There's some sort of beef, some sort of online taunting that's been going on between these two. And so this guy shows up. They had to pick up these cats. And then I guess, according to the victim, real Tarzan comes up to him, starts taunting him, and next thing you know, there's, like, you know, an altercation, and he, like, beats the crap out of this guy Jason, and then knocks this other guy, who is nicknamed Twinkie, knocks out his tooth. He's like a little small, cartoonish looking dude. Yeah, I can't make any of this stuff up.
Come on.
Yeah, that was the quote from, like, the zoo owner. He's like, why did he attack Twinkie? Twinkie looks like a cartoon.
Oh, my God. So,
his name is Twinkie.
Why are they putting Twinkie in charge of bringing the lions?
What?
Why are they putting Twinkie in charge of getting the lions?
I don't know, man. I guess Twinkie has skill. He was, like, the secondary guy, I guess. So, anyways, there's this fight. And apparently the real Tarzan, which is, his name is Mike Holston, like, you know, beats the crap out of this guy Jason, hurts his elbow, he's getting an MRI on his head, you know, all kinds of stuff. So they charge him, and because he got into the car and pulled the guy out of the car, they charged him with burglary with battery.
Just pulled the guy out?
So he had a pretty stiff bond. Yeah, he pulled the guy out of the van.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. If I go into your car and pull you out, that's like I'm burglarizing you with a battery. I'm burglarizing. Yeah, so it's a pretty stiff charge.
So that's why. So that's why he doesn't have bail yet. So he's, because he pulled the guy out of his car. That's why Tarzan's still sitting in jail with no bond.
Yeah, I think they came to an agreement. So if he's not out now, he should be getting out soon. But yeah, he's got some major felony charges, and I don't think this guy's going to let it go. I think it's going to be something that definitely, like, progresses through the court system for a while.
Damn,
man,
that's crazy.
Like, wow, like. Man, what is this world coming to?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just get in a fight, right? Like, he went to go fight the guy. He pulled him out of the car. Now he got three other charges that I'm more than sure he had no idea.
If you're social media popular, you got a target on you, man.
Yeah, plus also, I mean,
really?
this lion shipping ain't easy, man. Like, you know, you never know what's going to happen.
I was reading David's story. Like, the part about there's the box in the Miramar post office is moving just is, I mean, amazeballs.
Oh, yeah. No, and then you didn't even get to the lawsuit. So apparently, like, he, this is so weird because I went down, like, you went down a rabbit hole. I went down the rabbit hole of, like, social media influencers and how they operate. So apparently he signed with some social media influencer management company,
which I didn't know
was a thing. And then he gets, and then he takes $20,000 from them and then just blows them off and starts working with some other bigger influencer company out of Beverly Hills. And so then they sue him. It's a big old thing. Then he contracts some really well-known graffiti artist who you've seen all his work, like all that cool stuff in Wynwood.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
guy does all that stuff. And he has him come down and he's like, all right, I'm going to give you $25,000 to build it, you know, to do these big murals with my name on it back where I'm living on this compound. And he does. He starts to work. He does like the first mural. And then the guy doesn't pay him a dime. And so it ends up being another lawsuit. So now he's on the hook for like this, you know, $20,000-$30,000. It's wild, man. This is a wild, goofy story.
Whew, man.
So he ships animals in regular boxes and he don't pay nobody. And he just signs on any company, even if two companies do the same thing.
Hey, I mean, if you're the real Tarzan, you live by your own rules, man.
I mean, Dan,
let's not forget the snatch and grab of Twinkie.
Initially, wasn't he like living in his car working at a reptile store or something like that? Like, that's how he got a start?
Yeah, so he was like, he was from, the guy had a super interesting past. Apparently, his father died in a murder or something in Rhode Island or something like that. Then he moved with his mom down to Atlanta. And then he saw some guy who owns a big reptile company in like Fort Lauderdale called Underground Reptiles. And the guy has like a YouTube channel. So the guy was like obsessed with reptiles. So he just comes down, like living out of his car, and he gets a job with this guy. Because he's like a big fan of his show. And the guy's like super into reptiles and stuff. He knows his reptiles, apparently. So he's like living out of his car and eventually, you know, makes money and gets a house. And then he starts doing this social media stuff. And, you know, he's like taking pictures with chimpanzees and skateboarding with them and like, you know, all this crazy stuff. And it just, you know how it is on social media. You suddenly blow up overnight.
I wonder why Jane Goodall doesn't think it's cool to skateboard with a chimpanzee. That seems like a good time, man. Appreciate the time, David, man. Thanks for breaking it all down for us. It's a
right,
banana
guys.
Story. If there's any updates, we'll have you back on.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Right.
That's David Avaya. You guys can follow him on Twitter. Let me get this damn handle up.
That's crazy.
I know, man.
I mean, like.
He's David Avaya 305. We'll tweet out his handle.
He's the best.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
No, Twinkie.
Twinkie.
I want
to see a picture of Twinkie.
Is Twinkie because he's little?
Oh.
Well, no, David said because he's little and looks cartoonish.
Okay, but that's.
I know. I know where you're going with that.
Nope.
But don't. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Uh-uh.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
No. Okay,
Doom
picks next. Yep. Okay, good.
Let's get to it, everybody. It is Doom Box time.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we will be doing the Bobrovsky. I have my Russian sauna hat coming to the house today.
What's the wife going to say about that?
About what?
Well, this is the good thing, boys.
What's in the box?
Oh, you're going to be home.
I'm going to beat
mailman.
Everybody home. Yeah. I get to beat the mailman. She's never going to know.
Oh, thank
sucker.
That's right.
I'm allowed to have now all the shenanigans mailed to my house, and she's not going to know.
Well,
what's this? What's
milk.
This? What's this? A slingshot? What's this? A Russian sauna hat? Yeah, no, never happened. Never happened.
You better go get your buff on. You're gonna be in the toga. You know rules of the toga.
I know.
Can you talk into the mic?
He's just gonna look at the mic. All right, let's get to this.
I know I'm last.
Leroy's last. He had a 3-0 week. Beast was 0-3. I was 1-2. Robbie's 1-2. So we're all at 2-4.
Two-game lead, baby.
So I will start things off.
I'm not hopeful.
Let's go one.
It's football season, so I'm never going to lose.
Three. All right. Beast, here you go, man.
Never lost.
Robbie's going to lose because he's going to talk himself into bets.
This isn't this is a three-gamer, right?
Yep, three-gamer.
Yeah, it's the middle of the month, Beast.
I don't know what day it is.
Ooh.
Just going to grab three.
Roberto.
Robbie is...
Oh, stupid.
Oh,
big
what?
Three.
Nope, there's no big three in there.
No big three.
There's too much action.
Too much action?
Yeah.
Too much stuff going
okay,
down.
Okay, okay,
okay. All right. Robbie is making his way back to the other side of the studio. All right, here's what I got. I have, first up, Raiders at Cardinals, 8 o'clock tonight.
Raiders.
The spread is Arizona by 3.
That's funny.
Man.
This is
the
first, ESPN.
The first team on the first pick in the draft has been favored every game this preseason.
I am going to take the Cardinals. I feel like this will make for bad a bad week of Hard Knocks. Feels like we need to see Gruden get into it with these guys. So I will go with Arizona tonight. Then I have, I don't have to do this till tomorrow, Saints at Chargers, 4 o'clock on Sunday. The Chargers, LA, is a 3.5-point favorite.
Oh, we got Sunday games.
And then finally, Stipe Miocic against Daniel Cormier for the heavyweight championship owed the world.
Cormier, right?
We'll see.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Don't have to do that all right, here's what I got. I got tomorrow's Dolphins-Bucks game. That is the Tampa Bay by 3.5. Interesting line there. We'll see what happens. I've got a little Saturday football action. A 10 p.m. game, Cowboys and Rams. That's in Honolulu. Dallas is a 2-point favorite.
Wow, they're playing in
Hawaii? Preseason.
Yeah, they've been practicing all week in Hawaii.
And last but not least, I've got Paulo Costa against Yoel Romero.
I can't wait for that fight.
Or is lit.
I can't wait for that fight. What else? Who's next?
Robbie?
I believe it is me. I have a little Monday night preseason action. That's right, Monday Night Football's back. 49ers at the Denver Broncos. The Broncos mile high, giving 2.5 points.
All right.
Should probably reach out to Mike Tyson. And I got Saturday day action. The Browns and the Colts, they've been practicing all week. The Colts are giving 3 points. I think they're very perturbed about this Andrew Luck situation. And I also have little UFC 241, Nate Diaz against Anthony Pettis.
Oh, I can't wait for the card this weekend, Leroy. I am excited.
I can tell.
I'm excited. That is a trilogy.
I don't have as much excitement. Friday, I have the Bears visiting the Giants. The Giants are 2.5-point favorites.
That is correct.
All right. Saturday, I have the Chiefs and the Steelers. Pittsburgh is a 1-point favorite. And Sunday, I have the Seahawks visiting the Vikings. And the line, Minnesota's a 4.5-point favorite.
Well, that's steep.
Yeah, it is for preseason.
By the way, every single one of these preseason games you can catch on TV this weekend.
Oh, okay. Nice.
That's the whole point.
I like it.
Nice job, Robbie.
Well done, Robbie. All right, that is our slate of Doombox for this week. So before we get out of here, listen. This is this Baker Mayfield. I mean, he needs to put a cork in it. I got to tell you, Leroy.
He's a little too overzealous.
He's a little too froggy because here's the thing. Baker doesn't get it because he was at a beloved football program, not like Miami, which everybody has a bias against and obviously wildly hates all around the country. Baker Mayfield saying that people want the Browns to lose and the hype is real and they're rooting for them to fail. No, they're not. In fact,
everybody's
happy the Browns are good.
The Browns get a good
team. Is there a team that has more excitement around it than the Browns?
No.
It's a weird thing. Like, you're just coming up with random haters. You're just making stuff up. Odell's criticized. Now he's on the Browns. People love him. Jarvis Landry, the Hard Knocks last year, people love him. Stop it. You know, Baker Mayfield, stop with this fake Hurricanes persecution complex. It's not legitimate. When it comes to Miami, those people are hated. Cleveland, my God, people roll out the red carpet for Cleveland. I've never seen people so happy about a bunch of losers finally winning a title after God knows how many years. That's ridiculous.
I'm going to need you to turn it down a notch there, big boy.
What?
Why are you?
No, it's just, like, what are you talking about? Everybody, you're basically like Chicago Cubs of
sports. Just one guy.
Who?
Baker.
Yeah, but he's the face of your sports now. You lost LeBron. This is your poster child. Nobody hates you. What are you talking about? You're not looking forward to Browns football this year?
I'm excited.
Yeah, everybody is.
I'm already planning on
going to a
couple of games.
He's just up here with a straw man making stuff up with his stupid mustache.
Oh, that's against the world, man.
Yeah, it looks crazy. The mustache without the beard.
Also,
whatever. It looks like a porn stash.
I'm just saying, man. I just found it strange. Oh, the hype is real. People are rooting for us to lose. It's like, are they? Who is exactly who? Who is? Because I've never seen more Browns coverage in my life.
Oh no!
And everybody seems pretty fired up about it.
If anything, the expectations have reached a ridiculous level for them being
maybe
Browns.
Too high.
Right?
Too high. Like they're drunk on power.
Correct.
They're like, what do we do with this?
Right. I haven't sensed any hate at all.
No. I mean,
wow. Jay-Z looks like he's getting old.
This is an awkward press conference.
Very awkward.
Very awkward.
Also, just a random insertion.
Where do you think him and Goodell go to lunch? To get sushi?
No, man.
Chicken and waffles?
There does seem to be...
Well, I had to pick something on the other side.
They did seem to be on... there does seem to be some dispute because he said that he spoke to Kaepernick and Kaepernick's girlfriend came out and said that is untrue because people are upset.
Why do people do that?
What?
They always like, oh, I reached out and tried to apologize or I reached out... No,
he didn't say I tried to. He said that he
No,
did.
But that's what I'm saying. People, why do people do that? We hear this all the time.
People think he's a hypocrite for partnering with the NFL.
No, I'm saying why do people say stuff like that when it can be easily checked?
I don't know. Because he knew that's – what else do you say in that situation?
Well, he was at an interview, and that's what they asked him about. Is he being a sellout?
Yeah.
I mean, the only way you could sell out is by not using the platform to maintain a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if everybody said, hey, I'm not going to work – with this organization because of what they did to Cap, then doesn't the message get lost? Because what ends up happening is the NFL gets what they want. Everything goes away.
Yeah, I think that the thing that's you know, with Jay-Z is Jay-Z's already a mogul. Like, he's already got so much damn money, so he could be on the platform where he tells the NFL, bleep you, but
he really hasn't, though.
He has that power, though.
He has the okay.
He called him out for the Kaepernick thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he has that power. But when you think of Jay-Z, you don't think of Jay-Z as being the one that's been outspoken about stuff like this.
No.
You see what I mean? So I guess people, because he hasn't been loud about voicing his opinion on these things, I think sometimes people think that if he were to have any relationship with the NFL, that he'd be selling out. And I don't think that that's necessarily the case at all because, you know, you can still fight the good fight. And in fact, it lends more ears to that fight.
Maybe, like, I thought, yeah, like, I did think him making the point where he's just like, well, you know, everybody knows what the message is for now, even though I don't think everybody does quite know why people are kneeling. But he said that they did at the press conference yesterday. And then, you know, if his point is, okay, now it's time for action, I don't disagree with that. But it's weird when you say, I spoke to Kaepernick over this, and maybe that ends up not being true. I think that is a bad look.
Right.
I think that looks...
If you're sincere about what you're saying, you can't lie.
Right.
Right? And so now all of the complaints... But I get it. Dude, sometimes when you're in these things... You want to say the thing that gets you out of it, right? What gets him out of it quicker than I talk to Kaepernick?
Yeah.
End of questions. Oh, okay.
Well, if Cap's right. Cool with it, we're all good.
Right.
Yeah, because they're not going to, what are they going to do, chase down Jay-Z but for a follow-up?
I just use that as an example, but we hear it all the time. You interview somebody that's in some dirt or got some stink on them, and they say the one thing that, oh, okay, I get it.
You got to pull the Pat Riley, like when they asked him if he spoke to Dwayne Wade, and Riles was like, I am crafting him an email.
Sounds like Jay-Z found his 100th problem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.